In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast of Archangel Raphael, and his feast tells us the story of Tobias the Elder, who was miraculously saved from all his troubles through the intercession of this great archangel. And today, this day teaches us that no matter what our difficulties are, we should always trust to God Almighty and ask His help in prayer, that one day He will redeem us and He will send special help for us. Tobias was a good and pious man, but when he was elderly, he became blind. But this tribulation he suffered patiently because he trusted God and knew that whatever was good in his sight, that was good also to him. Tobias had to collect a debt from one man who lived very far away, and since he was unable to travel himself, he sent his son, Tobias the Junior, to travel to faraway land and get him the money which this man owned. And before he left his trip, Tobias the Younger met a traveling companion who said that he knew the country they were heading and promised to protect him and give him good company and protection from the dangers of the trip. And truly this travel companion made many marvelous things happen to Tobias the Younger, one of the most remarkable of which was that the companion pointed a good and God-fearing girl named Sarah to him, whom Tobias the Younger eventually ended up marrying. And this girl, Sarah, had long asked for a good husband for herself. And through the intercession of God, her prayers, through God's help, her prayers was answered through the help of the angel. When Tobias the Younger's parents were waiting him to come back in their homeland, they were very worried because Tobias the Younger seemed to be taking awful lot of time in his collecting this debt. But one day the parents' waiting was rewarded. Tobias not only came back safe and sound, but he had the money he had collected, and he also had had married a good girl named Sarah and brought her with him, and he had collected the debt as he has promised. And since the bride's family was very wealthy, he could now also bring home some money to support his elderly parents. And on top of all this good news, Tobias also, by God's help, healed his father from blindness. When all this had been because of the result of the protection and help from this traveling companion, and when the family in the end asked him how could they reward him, the man said that he didn't need any rewards, because he then revealed himself that he was actually the angel Raphael, who was meant to protect young Tobias on his adventures, and he had been commissioned by God himself as an answer to elderly Tobias's prayers. So children, the Tobias the Elder is such a good example for us because of his wholehearted trust to God Almighty. He was a good and God-fearing man. He prayed, he did lots of penance, and he accepted dutifully and faithfully the tribulations from God, including his blindness, because he knew that in the end, one way or the other, God will repay him and will reward him of his fidelity. And that has to be your attitude as well, children. If you are ready to make sacrifices in your life, God will help you in many ways. He helps you lots of ways in this life already, but most importantly, he hears your prayers and will save you at the hour of your death. Your guardian angel and the archangels Michael and Raphael also protect you to go through this life without harming yourself, and they keep and retain that holy religion and trust to God Almighty. So it's a good thing to be thankful to God and thankful to angels, because without help we couldn't save ourselves or go through with the dangers of this life. So in the end, when you are taken to heaven, then you truly know how greatly all your sacrifices, all your penances, and all your faithful prayers are rewarded by God Almighty, who has created all the angels and who has created you as well. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.